You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
James Golden, known popularly as Bo Snerdly.
This is the Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly.
Rush.
He's always mistakenly British.
Tea and crumpets.
Cheerio.
But he's really a Canuck. Known on all seven continents.
Oh, I know who you are.
America's undocumented anchorman. He's a recording star and a TV star. Tuesdays, James Golden, a.k.a. Bo Snerdly, presents Mark Stein.
This, my friends, is one of these days that I have to get schooled by the headmaster of world events, Mark Stein. I'm not embarrassed about it. Mark, I don't understand, and I need your help. I do not understand French, the French, at all. A few weeks ago, they had an election, Mark.
Yep.
We were told, I'm reading the election, okay, this guy, Macron, he survives. The Le Pen woman, she's, you know, racist, bigot, Republican, evil, whatever. She loses. Goodbye. You're gone, Le Pen. And then Macron, you're in. And then today, I read the newspaper, and all of a sudden, France thrown into limbo after humiliating setback for Macron. So Macaroni is back to being... Can you please explain the French?
Well, it's a difference in political systems. You have the same two boring parties that you've had for 150 years, and everybody holds the elections on the same Tuesday. And then, as happened to that New York congressional district up near Syracuse, wherever it was, up near the St. Lawrence River, you take 4.5 months to count the votes of it. And in that time, that's the system here. Fantastic. You take four and a half months to count the votes, and there's people in Sudan who there's goat herds in Sudan standing around saying, "Wait a minute, have these people in New York? They haven't heard of the internet, and they can." So France, in that 4.5 months, while you're still counting the votes in one congressional district in New York, France can hold 3, 4, 5, 7 national elections. So they've now had a parliamentary election in which Macron, who saw off the centre-left and centre-right parties and had the dinky metrosexual globalist technocrat party, and his dinky metrosexual globalist technocrat party has now been crushed by a father-left and father-right party. So it is, it's more interesting. I would love it if there were more parties over here, but alas, you guys make that very difficult.
Okay, so he just won, but does this mean, so now he doesn't have enough to form a government again? So, but he just won. So does this mean he just won, but now he just lost? And he's going to be thrown out because he doesn't, won the election, but 4 weeks later I'm thrown out?
No, he's going to be sticking around, but he's going to have to do deals with Marine Le Pen, who, as you said, just a couple of months ago, Marine Le Pen, ha, what a loser, sad loser, a pathetic cat lady who's bought herself a one-way ticket on the Oblivion Express. So long, Marine. Don't let the door hit you in your sad, lonely, pathetic cat lady butt on the way out. And that was 2 months. Now she's back. Start spreading the news. She's leaving today.
Oh, my gosh. So, so when are we going to know? This is what they call a stable government, right?
Well, yeah, it's basically what the French call cohabitation, right? It's like when you have, it's like when you are shacking up with somebody who's not entirely your first choice. And
love the one you're with.
Yeah. And that's what, so Macron and Le Pen are not natural bedfellows, but the French system is going to make them. And there's a couple of other guys in there. There's a sort of Bernie Sanders type, cranky old lefty type, who's there in the three in a bed one. And so it's cohabitation. Cohabitation.
Well, speaking of cohabitation, and being in different beds, no, again, an ugly thought. Hillary Clinton.
Always the sex fantasies with you and Hillary, isn't it?
There's no fantasy. Oh, no, don't ever. Okay. Now she's done a flip-flop. She's thrown the transgender community under the bus. A few months ago, she said they should be the highest priority. Mm. So she does an interview, and now she says, you know what? We Democrats are spending too much time dealing with these transgender people. They could cost us the election. Why don't we get rid of them?
Mm. Well, the fantastic thing is that it's actually gotten this far before the Democrats look at each other and say, you know, we never talk about anything that matters. What is America to me? Well, right now in Joe Biden's America, America is the land where you can choose to be transgender as you go off the cliff. You can choose to be gender fluid as you go off the cliff. You can choose to be intersexual as you go off the cliff. But the going off the cliff part under Joe Biden is basically baked in. So whether you have 57 genders to go off the cliff in becomes pretty peripheral, because when you're there in the rubble at the bottom of the cliff, no one's going to be able to tell whether you were trans or intersexual or whatever. Joe Biden, nothing works here. There's shortages of everything. Everything is kaput. And Joe Biden's thing is, you know, they tweeted for Pride Month at the White House a photograph of Rachel Levine, who is, as I'm sure you know, is America's first 4-star transgender admiral. You know, other countries just have 2-star transgender admirals. It's pathetic. It's really pathetic. Sad, actually. And she was being pictured with Karine Jean-Pierre, who is the first openly lesbian press secretary. People can't get baby milk. And do you think they really care? Oh, look at this. There's the little lesbian press secretary next to the 4-star transgender admiral. I was really enjoying it, but I was just hoping we'd have a two-spirited Muslim in there. Why, you know, I mean, this, nobody outside, nobody, when things go south big time, like they've been doing under Biden, people actually want the government to stop doing this, you know, booty. Well, who cares? You know, I went to the gas station today and I had my gas pumped by an intersexual. It was $200, but I would have paid more just to have my gas pumped by an intersexual.
No, so do you think Hillary's actually onto something here?
Well, I think you can't. The Hillary lost in 2016 because Trump talked about stuff that was real and Hillary didn't. And all that's happened in the 6 years is the gap between what the Democrats talk about and real life has widened to a huge kind of yawning Grand Canyon gulf between Democrats and reality.
Now, Mark, this next story, I'm going to be honest with you. I was sort of stunned when I read it, because this again was in Politico, and the gist of it is that the world is really looking at what's going to happen here with Roe versus Wade. And if Roe versus Wade does indeed fall, it sends a cue to other nations around the world that they can do the same, that they can get rid of their abortion laws or whatever. And that's a worry, that this could spread globally. I did not have an idea that the United States had that kind of impact on world thinking when it came to abortion. You traveled the world probably more than anybody I know. Were you surprised that this is what the liberals are coming up with? Is this a lot of BS or is this real?
Well, I think it's complete BS. I mean, for a start, it's totally dishonest, even in American terms. All we know is that once Roe versus Wade is gone, there will be 50 abortion regimes in every state. And some states will have very permissive ones, like California and New York, and others it'll be a little more difficult. But none of this applies outside America. I mean, in the countries that people like Bernie Sanders and the Democrats profess to admire, in Scandinavia, it's virtually impossible to get an abortion after 13 weeks, after the first trimester. I mean, these so-called countries that Democrats, you know, the stuff that goes on in America, the Kermit Gosnell thing in Philadelphia, the thing where you're basically having fourth trimester abortion in a lot of these so-called clinics. You don't get anything like in most continental countries. Abortion is already far restricted than anything. No one in Sweden would propose a Roe versus Wade regime. No one in Denmark would propose a Roe versus Wade regime. This kind of, it's not enough. Just, you know, Roe versus Wade will now destroy women's rights across the planet. I mean, again, I don't know. Even Democrats at some point have to get their heads out of their butts and say, you know, this is just ludicrous. This is ridiculous.
Got it. One last thing. You Canucks, y'all have done it again. Your PM up there has decided, okay, no more plastic. I got rid of the guns last week. This week it's the plastic. No more plastic for you. If plastic has more than a one use, that means no more plastic knives, forks, spoons. That means no more plastic straws. Yeah. That means no more single-use plastic. And you can't import it either, which is going to be really interesting. Yeah. Are you going to follow the example down here and eliminate plastic from your life? Because you're such a good Canuck, Mr. Stein?
No, the last time I was actually in Canada, I was in Montreal a couple of weeks ago, and room service brought me a paper straw, very environmentally friendly. I love it. I love the way it dissolves into your strawberry milkshake. Because I actually can't handle a strawberry milkshake that doesn't taste of cheap paper anymore. But they were so considerate, they brought me a paper straw in a plastic bag. So they've eliminated the plastic straw, but they still serve you the paper straw in a plastic bag. That's so nice, environmentalist. There's outlying islands of the Maldives that now won't be swamped because you're putting paper straws in a plastic bag. Well done, you little eco-virtue signalers. Although I'd prefer it if you transitioned. I'm tired of having cis environmentalists hectoring me all the time. I far prefer trans environmentalists.
Way to go. Where can people find you, Mark Stein?
Well, you can find me at steinonline.com, steinonline.com. We're still there. We sometimes get a denial of service attack, or whatever it's called, from Iran. But they haven't nuked us yet. So steinonline.com and at gbnews.uk. I'm over there too.
Absolutely. Mark Stein, is always such a pleasure. And thank you. I really mean this, Mark. When some of these things, news of stories like in France pop up, and I was totally confused. I said, I know. I'm not even going to think about this anymore. I'm just going to wait and ask Mark because he's going to.
Well, if you're used to that New York congressional election, I understand, because the difference between America and the rest of the world is that, generally speaking, the rest of the world holds election day on election day, not in the 4 months either side. So I can understand why that would confuse you.
Thank you so much. Mark Stein, this is James Golden, Bo Snerdly, a.k.a. Snerdly. We are here. It is Bo Snerdly's Rush Hour. We're coming back right after this.